Welcome to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. I'm John Tanza on this pre-recorded program from Washington. Here are some of the stories we are covering today, Tuesday, June 23, 2020. Some members of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces loot a church compound in Kajokeji.
They were ordered to sit down. We are on the compound.
Government soldiers.
Then from there, they started entering the houses, all the rooms.
And some residents of Juba Town are drinking herbal tea to keep them safe from the coronavirus.
I take rekede here because if there is coronavirus, it will take it away. I heard that this virus needs something hot so that it can take it away.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. The Episcopal Church of South Sudan in Kajokeji accusing a group of soldiers from the South Sudan People's Defense Forces of raiding the offices of American Refugee Committee in Kajokeji over the weekend. Eyewitnesses say soldiers stole more than $17,000 and other valuables, including several computers. The principal of Kajokeji Christian College confirmed the incident, saying six armed men in military uniform invaded the college premises and ordered aid workers at gunpoint to surrender valuables. The South Sudan Army spokesman admits some members of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces are responsible for the looting at a church compound in Kajokeji. For VOA News, Lasuba Memo reports from Juba.
James Lue, the principal of Kajokeji Christian College, which hosts ARC, says about six armed men wearing military uniforms invaded the college premises and held ARC staffers at gunpoint Saturday evening. Lue says ARC employees told him they were sitting around watching TV when the armed men broke into the compound.
Then they were ordered to sit down. We are on the gunpoint.
Government soldiers.
Then from there they started entering the houses, all the rooms, and then of course they seem to be known people, and then they started interrogating the finance officer of ARC on gunpoint, and then from there she was able to open the case, and then they took some money from her office.
Lewis says some of the ARC employees told him they recognized one of the armed men because he visited the office Saturday morning pretending to be looking for a job. Lewis said ARC staffers told him the man wore a traffic police uniform when he met with ARC employees about a job, but later was spotted in a military uniform at a nearby drinking establishment with other uniformed men shortly before the raid.
He was identified. They drove he drove his car down, and then also there was a bag that he was moving with. That one also was dropped down, so people found it. So the security personnel are following them up. They were said to be proceeding now to Juba site.
SSPDF spokesperson Major General Lulrai Kwong says the soldiers involved in the attack have been identified and are ROC soldiers who deserted their duty.
Yes, it is true that there was a looting that was carried out by some soldiers from SSPDF that are deserted from the front line. We have been given their details, and we have launched operations for them to be brought to book. But it's also good to confirm that by the time they were committing the crime, they were no longer under our command and control. They were on the run and ended up looting as individuals.
Kwong says details of the individuals involved have been provided to the military headquarters in Bilfam for follow-up. Kwong urges the American Refugee Committee to be patient, saying the culprits will be prosecuted once they are apprehended.
It was very unfortunate. What had happened was very unfortunate. They will be pursued. They will be arrested, investigated, and will be charged in accordance with the law.
Randhir Singh, American Refugee Committee's country director for South Sudan, declined to comment on the matter. For VOA News, I am Lasuba Memo in Juba.
The Relief and Rehabilitation Commission officials in Jonglei State say an estimated 20,000 individuals from more than 500 households have been displaced by weeks of fighting in Jonglei and Greater Pibor administrative area. The director of Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Jonglei says villagers who have left their homes in areas of Gumruk and Manyibol have settled in an area near the United Nations mission in South Sudan base in Pibor town and are in need of humanitarian help. For VOA News, Deng Gai Deng reports from Bor.
A series of tit-for-tat deadly attacks between communities from Akobo and Bor counties and the Greater Pibor administrative area have been raging for weeks. Gabriel Deng Ajak, the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission Director in Jonglei State, says the ongoing violence has displaced thousands of people from their homes, leaving them without food or shelter in the Pibor area, Akobo County and Bor County.
There has been a number of crises around Jonglei. As you are aware, the intercommunal violence has been on the rise for the last 2 weeks. And this has increased the number of displacement in different parts of the states. Particularly, last week we had a displacement in Makwaj Payam of Bor County. We had a displacement in Jale Payam of Bor County because of Murle suspected cattle raiders. Also in Panyagur, and more displacement happened at the same time. Whereas on the other hand, in Pibor as well, there are crises, and people are moving up and down, confused, and many people are displaced to Pibor town. Over 20,000 are currently residing in Pibor town, seeking security from the POC.
Ajak says the internally displaced persons, mostly women, children, and the elderly, are now camping on open grounds in harsh weather conditions in Pibor, and others are scattered in bushes around the region. He says all of them are in dire need of humanitarian assistance.
Once you are displaced, you become vulnerable. You thought of abandon your means of livelihood and become a new resident in a new place altogether. So this put you in a vulnerable position, and definitely the people who are displaced because of this cattle raiding, because of this communal violence, are definitely vulnerable. They have no food, they have no shelter, they are exposed to health hazards and many other hazards that are unforeseen.
Judy Jonglei Boyoris, the former speaker of the now defunct Boma State, says the fighting is still ongoing in Pibor and more civilians are being displaced.
There was a fighting yesterday. All of them have been displaced. They ran to the bush, they ran to the beach. So elderly people and children and pregnant women, know how really situation is bad because they have been displaced from where they were living.
But Ajak says it is difficult for humanitarian organization to respond immediately because the area is still insecure.
We were in the past few days been in coordination with partners in Pibor town, unfortunately. Because of the violence, all the humanitarian partners have been evacuated to Juba temporarily as we watch the situation critically, how it unfolds.
The human rights officer at the UNMISS field office in Bor, Alfred Zulu, told South Sudan in Focus last week that the intercommunal violence in Greater Jonglei was escalating. He said he believes more human rights violations would take place if there was no intervention. In an email response, Anthony Burke, the public information officer at the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UNOCHA, in South Sudan, said his organization is aware of the humanitarian situation in Pibor, but declined to comment on the matter at this time. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.
Some South Sudanese have taken to eating certain food with hopes of boosting their immune system during the COVID-19 pandemic. One resident of the capital, Juba, says he drinks a lot of herbal tea, known locally as kerkede, mixed with ginger, to protect himself from COVID-19. A senior health officer at the Ministry of Health says while there is no cure for COVID-19, taking lemon, ginger and honey can help boost one's immunity and make them less vulnerable to the coronavirus. For VOA News, Manyang David Mayar reports from Juba.
Juba resident Litiko Kelo tears his herbal tea, or kerkede, a hot drink made from hibiscus flowers, as he sits at his favorite tea joint under a tree in Juba. Speaking in Arabic, Kele says nowadays he often sips kerkede spice with ginger to strengthen his immune system against the coronavirus.
I take kerkede here because if there is coronavirus, it will take it away. I heard that this virus needs something hot so that it can take it away.
Kele says he drinks hot kerkede mixed with ginger 2 to 3 times a day to stave off flu-like symptoms. Juba resident Achai Deng says coronavirus has changed her lifestyle. Speaking in Arabic, Achai says she used to take a cup of hot coffee every day, but now she has switched to kerkede.
I drink kerkede frequently now. I used to take coffee and ginger to help heal my ulcers. But when coronavirus came in, I switched to taking kerkede and ginger. They say that it can protect one from coronavirus.
Ginger is herbal powder that tastes spicy, usually taken with hot tea or coffee to improve digestion and prevent nausea. Afab Deng makes and sells tea in Juba. Speaking in Arabic, she says over the past 3 months, demand for kerkede and ginger is up, and so are her earnings for the day.
There are people who drink lemon and ginger. Others take tea with other ingredients. They say these are protection against corona. People were taking this before, but there are many more people taking this type of drinks now than ever before.
Aside from drinking more hot tea with ginger, people are also changing their diets to boost their immune system. Speaking in Arabic, Peter Malek, a father of 5, says they abandoned their eating style of everyone putting their fingers into one bowl.
In my family, we used to eat putting our hands in the same bowl. But now, each one of us is having his own plate. You take your food using a scoop from the main bowl and into your own plate. These are some of the things we have now adopted. This is to protect family members. In case you have this virus, you will not be able to transmit it to another person.
Dr. Richard Laku, incident manager for COVID-19 at South Sudan Health Ministry, says while there is no cure for COVID-19, taking lemon, ginger, and honey can help boost one's immunity and make them less vulnerable to the coronavirus.
Lemon is rich of vitamin C. It is good for the body and it will support the immunity. Ginger, as you know, people used to take it with lemon and honey just to relieve running nose and flu-like symptoms, which actually works, so that the body will be able to fight the virus.
Dr. Laku emphasizes that none of these drinks is a cure for COVID-19 and that the disease still has no treatment. But he advises people to live a healthy life that embraces good nutrition.
And a healthy life means you need to eat a balanced diet, and make sure your food is rich of things like vitamin C, zinc, and then you have iron and things like proteins in beans, proteins in meat. These are good because it helps the body to be stronger, the immunity is stronger, and we'll be able to fight the virus.
While it is good to boost your immune system during the pandemic, Dr. Laku is urging South Sudanese to continue observing other preventive measures, including wearing face masks in public and practicing social distancing. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.
You're listening to South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America. Coming up, Sudan experiences shortages of medicine. Find out why after this break.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. Question today.
Can you share an inspirational quote and where you heard it from?
Heavy rains are a reminder of challenges in life. Never ask for a lighter rain. just pray for better umbrella.
I just came across it while I was reading something on social media.
This quote I just added from church. The father was like, for those who seek, always find. And so fight endlessly for what you want for the future.
Friends are like buttons on the lift. They either bring you down or take you up. I heard it while I was in secondary school and it stuck since then.
وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah will have solution to whatever problems. It is from the Holy Quran.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm VOA Health Correspondent Linor Mudu. The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. In our Tuesday health segment, we take a look at shortage of medicine in Khartoum. Sudanese pharmacists say the country is experiencing what they call acute shortage in essential life-saving drugs. Pharmacists organized a silent protest last week in Khartoum and other states in Sudan to protest what they call medicine crisis. The pharmacists are urging the transitional government to avail hard currency to Sudan's public and private pharmaceutical sectors to ensure a stable supply of drugs. For VOA News, Nabil Biagio reports from Washington.
Khartoum-based pharmacist Samaher Mubarak, a member of the Sudan Pharmacists Association, says basic drugs are in short supply across Sudan.
The range of medicines that are lacking right now are very wide range of medicines. It ranges from the simple paracetamol or acetaminophen as painkillers, all the way up to essential and life-saving medicine. The stocks that are available right now for dialysis patients are only enough at this point of time up to next week. I don't know what's going to happen after next week when the stocks run out. The situation is this serious.
Since the beginning of the year, Al Mubarak says, Sudanese pharmaceutical companies have not been able to import drugs due to an acute shortage in hard currency, which Sudan's central bank has not been able to provide during the economic crisis.
This situation is unprecedented. 6 months with no clear policy on how to bring in medicine for the citizens, for the Sudanese citizens. What we're looking for is a clear policy, is making foreign currency available to both public and private sector for ensuring that the medicine supply is stable.
Sudan's Central Bureau of Statistics released a statement last week showing Sudan's annual inflation rate reached 114% in May, a 15% increase from April. Despite the deteriorating economy, Al Mubarak says Sudan's government must prioritize the country's health sector because it is a matter of life and death.
We cannot afford to lose any patient due to lack of medicine, not at this age and time, and not at this stage where the government that has come by such a great revolution is not putting medicine as a priority.
Sudan has more than 70 pharmaceuticals and medicine companies, which import drugs or manufacture drugs from imported raw material. Saleh Hashmeg, a Sudanese pharmacist with the Khartoum-based Shema Medical Company, says the acute shortage in U.S. dollars at Sudan's central bank has brought the pharmaceutical sector to a halt.
All drug companies have stopped supply and suffer a debt. Pharmacies have a significant shortage. Most local factories have stopped working due to the financial issues, and cannot cover import of raw material. There is a real problem facing people's health in Sudan.
Sudanese pharmacists are urging the government to establish a monthly budget of about $55 million for purchasing imported drugs or their raw materials to make pharmaceuticals. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.
Human Rights Watch is calling on Friends of Sudan to urge the Sudanese transitional government to prioritize justice and legal reforms in the country. The group calling itself Friends of Sudan includes US, France, Germany, Britain, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt. The group works to support democratic transition and economic reforms set out in Sudan's transitional constitution. Human Rights Watch says the transitional government has done very little in implementing justice and institutional reforms within the past 1 year. For VOA News, Michael Atit reports from Khartoum.
Human Rights Watch says nearly a year into a transition period in Sudan, little progress has been made to reform the country's justice system. Jehan Henry, East Africa Director at Human Rights Watch, says Sudan's leaders and its international partners should use a conference in Berlin this Thursday to forge ahead on several fronts so that the transition resets the country's governance and rights trajectory.
We understand the partnership conference is going to focus largely on the economy, but we urge them to take a comprehensive approach, discovering the needs for support across all the sectors. Basically, there is no time to take a step-by-step approach. Reform and support for Sudan to make changes needs to be done now and comprehensively.
The group Friends of Sudan includes the USA, France, Germany, Britain, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt will hold its conference. Henry says, while delivering urgent support to serve Sudan's floundering economy is critical, the conference is also an opportunity to engage with Sudan's reform and justice goals in a constructive manner. Earlier this month, Darfuri militia leader Ali Kosheb, who was indicted by the ICC on war crimes charges, surrendered to authorities in the Central African Republic. Henry describes Kosheb's detention as a positive development and good step forward.
It underlines that the ICC's role is important in the picture of justice in Sudan. There are many options for justice in Sudan. In fact, today we shared a new document which has questions and answers on the way forward for accountability. Domestic trials can happen, but with very clear criteria and standards that need to be observed.
Henry says seeing Kosheb in the International Criminal Court is a landmark development for victims of government-backed atrocities committed in Darfur. But there is a need for other suspects, including former Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir, be tried in the ICC. Henry says reforming some of Sudan's oppressive laws under the Bashir administration should be prioritized during the transitional period.
We have also urged criminal laws to be reformed in a way that would make prosecution of really serious crimes under international law to be possible inside Sudan. That means that the Sudanese criminal code has to include crimes against humanity and war crimes and other serious crimes.
Henry urges donors to discuss the expertise and assistance available to support Sudan's efforts to bring accountability for past crimes committed across the country and to press Sudanese authorities to directly engage with the International Criminal Court without delay so it can move forward on Darfur criminal cases.
Sudan is in a very fragile period right now, and so we think any of these donor-oriented meetings and discussions should not ignore what is at the essence of this government change, this transition that the protesters brought to life, and that key aspects of this transition are that the government is accountable, the government provides justice, the government holds responsible those people who have committed crimes against civilians, for example, in Darfur and elsewhere.
Henry said Sudanese authorities should not squander this unique opportunity to make human rights and justice a reality for the Sudanese people. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm VOA health correspondent Linar Moudou. The World Health Organization and the Africa Centers for Disease Control say there are no drugs approved to fight COVID-19. If you have tested positive, talk to a doctor before taking any medicines. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
That's our show for this Tuesday. We now leave you with a traditional song from the Baganda.
Sajja botukumbulutio oli wangeri chataisa balungi nabe simbo no bafajiotio nababole kawabe mitwe miyae oli wangeri chatamanye batefu onkutulide ne jitansula nkuimba komani no jiro kulwa osula oli mupinyo mdeke mulangire wate tunayogeranga bali ebukodomi nowulire nduru ne miranga mama nabagaga basikambula mumapenzi nabo obwamuliko ebwefuza obuganda batima olutulesa amabuje ne lufaakuwuza n'abali ebuzizi lulindiggula n'abali mulireyo lwanda sirulya n'abava e bulaya omutemu awenja ne munda z'abakyala nakunyuulayo n'obutonda maama ate takuba miisi n'olujja bugaya nkugambye luzibu tulya nalweka n'empife wasanyukirwa lulyeyo shema luli munguli gye twekesserereyo kale luzibu olwetibatamidde kitalo nnyo kitalo yaeaekitalo nnyo kitalo baana bato kitalo nnyo kitalo yaeae kitalo nnyo kitalo baana bato kitalo 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 nnyo kitalo baana bato kitalo. Sebo warumbe zero ntono zanga tali musajja watalina kitawa jola zaba imbi bosombo obulize tali siteji abaregi nabaposa nova nabakadongo kamunoto gatikotyo sibo jyotutwala tetuli butulo emagombe waleeta vakalungi nabonna beyatwala mpawalidda balimbi bululu etava ddoboozi eyo muzikize watalitawaza nange pawulo gye ndage waleeyo mu ttambiro lyeye wabunyetisa era yewabulira.
We have been listening to a traditional song from the Baganda in Uganda. I once ate some food called Katogo and Rolex in Juba, which is made by Ugandans, and I stayed for 2 days without eating. I didn't know what was in that food. I'm John Tanza in Washington. Thanks for allowing us to be part of your evening. Remember to wash your hands, practice social distancing, and do not escape from COVID-19 quarantine centers. because there is no cure for the coronavirus. Join us again for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America. Chitaro, chitaro, yeah, yeah. Chitaro, 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 chitaro.